Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. More about that in just a minute. First, gardening. Gardening in the fall isn't about planting seeds. Maybe some bulbs here and there, but not seeds. It's mostly about putting the garden to bed for the winter and squeezing what you can from the varieties of herbs and vegetables that can withstand a little chill, if we ever get one. Fall is also a good time to evaluate what worked and what didn't this growing season. So joining us for all of that and for our annual Fall Garden Show is lecturer, blogger, and author, Ohio's garden sage, Deborah Kanapke. Welcome back.
I love this season.
I know you do.
I love it. It's my favorite.
You're totally psyched.
Yes, I am.
Well, hang on just a minute.
Okay.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a membership of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you can get a very special offer. We've never done this before. It's available for this hour only. You get a ticket. That's one ticket for an All Sides with Ann Fisher exclusive event that we're calling Drinks and Dirt. On Thursday, February 9th, from 6 to 8 p.m., join me and Deborah Kanapke for a special Q&A session, have drinks and light hors d'oeuvres, and make your own terrarium to take home. This is member exclusive, only for those who donate to our All Sides this hour. Don't miss this chance to have a great night out while supporting public radio. That's $10 a month as a sustaining member. There are more details about the event at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. So that's 1-866-897-9678. Call a friend right now, someone else you know who loves the plant shows, loves the gardening shows with Deborah Kanapke, and tell them about this right away. Don't let the chance pass you by. We're really, really looking forward to it. What a great way to end winter in February by having a garden conversation with Deborah Kanapke. 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. So, Deb Kanapke, you love fall.
I do.
Everything's dying.
Well, it is, but it's at this time of the year, and you said it earlier, I look back, what worked, what didn't, and suddenly creative juices start going. I have ripped out some areas in my garden. I do this every fall, but it's usually small. This year, I took out four areas that have been bugging me for years, and I redid them.
What'd you pull out?
I pulled out, well, I don't want people to be upset, but I pulled out a peony that I've had for 10 years.
What'd you do with it?
Well, part of it I replanted somewhere else,
okay.
But the other part of it became compost because it's huge. The root ball was about 3 feet in diameter.
Uh-huh.
And it just kept falling over. It wasn't in enough sun. The tree had grown, you know, so it wasn't the peony's fault. It was my fault for putting the tree by the peony or who knows what. But so now I have put in a shade tolerant conifer. And I'm thinking about what ground cover is going to go in there. I'm looking towards lower maintenance. I'm also thinking now what's edible that I can put in place for some of these things that I'm taking out that I've never really liked anyways. So it's just been, in fact, it goes along, I'm hoping we'll talk about this later, some of the trends for 2017. It's going back to that idea of tidying up the garden and simplifying areas and getting rid of something that you just don't love anymore.
Right. That's a hard thing for people to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Things can get really overgrown. You know, I was just about ready to pull out my quince bushes because I could just never get very much fruit on them and they weren't doing much, although I love the blossoms for that brief week or so in the spring, those kind of orangey, reddish.
Papery. Yeah.
They're
wonderful.
So pretty. And then my neighbors last spring or early summer had a tree taken down that was shading the quinces. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it at the time, but all I knew is I was getting hundreds of quinces. The fruit was unreal, and I finally researched and found that quinces love sun.
Yep.
They love full sun. So now I've got this whole, I'm making quince jelly. Yeah, I mean, I got tons of beautiful quinces. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, but I was getting ready to, but first maybe understand what's working, why it's working or why it's not working, right?
And I wasn't going to get rid of that tree.
Yeah.
So it was the peony that part of it got moved and the rest of it was composted.
But you saved some of it.
I saved some of it because I love it. It's abalone pearl, a beautiful, it's a shell pink color when it comes out in the spring and then goes to a pure white. So I didn't, you know, but I wasn't going to take a 3-foot root ball somewhere else. So I took a piece at the appropriate time for peonies, which is in the fall, and transplanted it. And it is true. You have to know why something isn't working so that you don't make the same mistake again.
Right.
And one other thing, when you said about the quinces, everyone who's out there, when something fruits, like a raspberry, strawberry, quinces, whatever, it needs sun. Very few fruiting plants are shade plants. You know, fruiting plants that we eat the fruit from, that we've developed for our palates over time. They're almost all sun plants.
Right, right. If you have a question or comment for Deborah Konapke, want to tell us what your plans are for the fall garden, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We love to get the questions. Sometimes Deb responds on Facebook if she needs to do a little bit more research, but she's so gracious and good about that. We appreciate her so much. Great friend of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. This hour of All Sides is all about plants and gardening, and this is our fall membership drive. Support a talk show that is truly local. Only on 89.7 NPR News do you get access to all of this great gardening information from Deborah Konapke, and you have the chance to ask her questions, too. And for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift. For $10 a month as a sustainer, get a ticket for a special night of drinks and dirt.
I love the title.
Very, very clever. It is Thursday, February 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the 4-H Center on the OSU campus. For this event, we're partnering with the Chadwick Arboretum, Groovy Plants Ranch, and Lowe's of Central Ohio. They're helping us out with the event and making it possible. But it won't be as much fun without you. We can't wait to meet some of our regulars, the people who listen, who call back and tell us how something worked. It's practically like car talk or something. Become a member at $10 a month and get a ticket to join us for drinks and dirt. I'll be there. Deborah will be there. Jared and Liz Hughes of Groovy Plants Ranch will be there. Will you join us? Spend a fun night with fans of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind of experience for WOSU members only. That's $10 a month as a sustainer for a ticket. We have a limited number of tickets. Get that gift in early if you want to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks to Nancy Nowak and Rockbridge for your support. Nancy writes, I love the station and I love what they do for the community. That's right. Mm-hmm. We're here for the community. We agree. This is what we're here for. It's not an ancillary detail to us. It is absolutely, we're here for the listeners. That's why we have Deb Konapke on. I mean, I like to sit and kibitz with Deb Konapke. You know, don't get me wrong. It's fun and it's one of the thrills and, you know, privileges of what I do. But I wouldn't bring her back over and over and over again if the listeners didn't love her too. So, you know, we're responding to what you tell us you care about. Respond to what we're telling you we need to keep going. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and really check out that great deal we have coming up in February. So you're changing your garden around. It's good to know why something doesn't work, where it's working. What do you think are some classic mistakes that people make in the fall? Things that they shouldn't do, things that they should wait for?
Classic is cutting everything down to the ground.
Okay.
You don't want mean, clean, and green, or just mean and clean, actually, in the fall. Because what you're doing with your herbaceous plants is you're exposing the crowns. And when you do that, if we don't have snow cover and we get bitter cold, those crowns start dying and desiccating. So don't take it all down. Having some, like, for instance, my mint looked really spindly after we had that hot spell.
Right.
So I cut it down, but I cut it down so that there were stalks for about 3-4 inches. And then I cut the rest of it up and used it as a mulch on top. So I'm not burying the ground. Also, when you bare the ground, that means weeds are going to grow. Weed seed is just waiting for the light to get to them.
Uh-huh.
And right now, with the cooler temperatures, weeds are saying, hey, time to grow. So I'm weeding right now, especially all those little weeds that we usually see in the spring. They're coming up right now.
Right.
So I don't like to leave bare ground. I don't cut things all the way down. And I leave food up for the birds and for anything else that's coming in. You may have noticed the asters are buzzing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Our native pollinators and the honeybees are going absolutely nuts on the end of the season pollen, because they can tell that the frost is coming, even though we're about 2 weeks late for our first frost. It's been an interesting fall.
Just was driving by some kind of fruit tree on the OSU campus, and it was blossoming.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's been some. What else did I see? My strawberries are blossoming. And I said,
really?
Could you guys stop? No, you're supposed to be like going down, not, you know, getting ready.
Yeah, I'm still getting raspberries blossoming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And those tend to be a little bit more responding to temperature and whatever. But it's amazing seeing some things that are blooming now that are spring bloomers.
Let's talk a little bit about what a terrarium is, because that's something that people are really getting into again. I remember it was a thing in the 70s.
I know.
And people are kind of back into it again. And there's all kinds of them. I know we're going to make one in February for our Drinks and Dirt event. But what constitutes a terrarium?
Well, usually it's a glass bowl or container that you can see through, and then you put, some people like to play with the soil so that it has nice layers, whatever, but you have soil, you have plants of some kind, little tropical plants, succulents, it can, ferns, you name it, and you make a pleasing arrangement and you water it sparingly and you have it for a while until you get tired of it
and then it rots.
And then it rots. But it's basically, it's something, it's like the perfect centerpiece. And it's something that brings a little bit of nature into, and you can place it many different places in the house. It's a movable garden in the house.
I love a terrarium, and I love opening up the top of it, and then it smells that earthy smell.
And not all terrariums are necessarily covered.
Right.
Your tropical ones might be, but most of them don't like being totally covered. And we'll talk more about that in the workshop, the whys and wherefores, so I don't want to give it all away. But I have several terrariums that I've left the lid off, or at least ajar, so that some air gets in. Otherwise, you start having anaerobic decomposition.
Which is?
When their oxygen, there's not enough oxygen, and so the anaerobic bacteria start rotting everything. That's that rot you're talking about.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's not a good thing.
Poor little terrarium.
I know.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us today is Ohio's garden sage, Deborah Kanapke. Deb joins us in February for our special event, Drinks and Dirt. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer. You'll join us for drinks, light hors d'oeuvres, a Q&A session, and you'll make your own terrarium. We've just been talking about what they are, to take home. That's $10 a month as a sustainer right now. Don't miss this opportunity. Make a gift of $10 a month, which can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and show your support right now. If you care about having Deborah Kanapke on, and I know lots of you do, this is the time to show your support. If you can't manage $10 a month, that's fine. We're just, you know, we want you to become a member, become part of the club. It feels really good. And I know it because, I mean, we've all been first-time members at one point or another, and we all remember that feeling. It's good. You know, it's part of a community now. So join us. If you can join us for Drinks and Dirt, great, at the $10 a month sustaining level or $120 one time only. We'd love to have you. It'll be a lot of fun, but there's just a limited number of tickets, so don't wait. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Mark in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I'm always glad when you have Ms. Kanapke on because, everything I've seen, the $120 is cheap for all the great advice you get.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I have a question. The other day, we found in our front yard it looks like a giant mushroom, and it's about 8 inches in diameter. It was growing out in the grass, and I don't know if it's a mushroom or what it is, but it was just out in the grass, no mulch or anything like a normal mushroom, and it was huge, biggest one I've ever seen. What is that?
You were blessed with a puffball, probably. In your lawn, and they show up from time to time. What you're seeing is the fruiting body of a huge network of tiny white threads underground. It is edible and tasty, but you have to make sure that it is in good condition. Now, if you are uncertain about what it is, don't eat it, because there's this old adage that I'm sure many of you have heard. There are old mushroom hunters and bold mushroom hunters, but there are no old bold mushroom hunters. So if ever in doubt, don't eat it, and make sure that you have a good identification of that. And since I am doing this, and I guess this is full disclosure, Mark's my neighbor. And he called me up and said, I have this in my garden. So it is a puffball, and it's now in my garden. And I'm hoping that it will spore all over the place so I can have puffballs to eat sometime in the future.
And you know it is a puffball.
I know it is a puffball.
Can you tell us one of the defining characteristics of a puffball? First of all, it looks like a big white ball.
It looks like a basketball. Yeah. It's like somebody put a basketball in your yard, or a soccer ball, since it's white, but yeah. It doesn't have the... And it is very firm. When you look at it, you won't be able to see any gills or spores. When you cut it open, it will be solid. And you can go online to make a good identification also of this mushroom. But again, make sure it is a proper identification, because many mushrooms can contain liver toxins, and you just don't want to eat that.
And a puffball tastes like?
You know?
Chicken?
No, it doesn't. It tastes like a mushroom. You know, I have to admit, I had a taste of one years and years and years ago, and my taste buds remember mushroom.
Okay. Fair enough. Mark, thanks a lot for that call. 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Melanie Mahaffey in Columbus for your pledge today. You know, I can't tell you, we hope that our drinks and dirt idea resonates with you out there, because we're very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you get excited about it. This would be a great way to meet other devotees of Deb mm-hmm. Kanapke, people who love the show, people who love it when Deb's on the show. So I want to encourage you to pick up the phone right now and give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. I was talking with the volunteers who are answering the phones mm-hmm. a couple walls away from us, and I love it that they're there. I always love it when we have Central Ohioans in here doing the work.
Supporting
WOSU the way they can support WOSU. By giving their time, we're asking you now to give us a little bit of money. Maybe it's a dollar a day, a quarter a day, whatever it comes out to for you, whatever you can afford, to tell us that you care about what we're doing. We need the money to produce the shows and to bring the programming that you've come to expect. But it also makes us feel good. We know that you care about us. We love the comments that you leave when you do call or go to WOSU.org to make that pledge. And one more time, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your membership, we're offering you a great gift for this hour only, a ticket to our Drinks and Dirt event. Have a fun night out and make your own terrarium to take home. There's more information about the event at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The event includes a Q&A with Deb Kanapke about terrariums.
Anything.
We're going to talk about anything. You know, I mean, we'll talk about anything, as you've probably figured out by now. We'll talk about anything, as long as it has to do with gardens and plants. And you can do it in person. And Deb can come around and give you some helpful hints with your terrarium. And, you know, this whole make and take thing, it's a thing right now. It's a lot of fun. It's an experience that you can share. And by the way, it's one ticket for $120. So make sure you give a friend a call and tell them so you have somebody to go with, or just come by yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know that you're going to have friends there because it's going to be fellow WOSU members. So 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. Thanks to Dorothea Smith in Columbus for your support.
Thank you.
Again, 1-866-897-9678. And Chris in Lancaster, you're on the air. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you
doing? This is a great show.
Thank you.
You should just have a show called All Plants Considered.
That's one of my favorite NPR shows, All Things Considered. Yes.
Two questions. Mm-hmm. One is you were mentioning about cutting stuff down. I'm cutting down some lilac bushes to make room for some currant and some other fruiting bushes. But I have one that's an old one, big root system. Is there maybe a shortcut or an easier way to get those lilac roots up without just literally, you know, going to town on them? Or can I cut them ground level and just maybe bury, because I want to put a raised bed in that area? Could I, like, bury it partly and just keep cutting any shoots that might shoot up over the years?
The lilacs will sucker, and you could do that over time. Some people might even ground out the middle of it, not necessarily get every single root. But if you destroy the center of that lilac, chances are you're not going to have it come back. But you may have some suckers over time, and that means just cutting them off until the roots are exhausted. And you certainly don't want to poison that if you're considering putting another bed and putting other plants in there.
Right.
But you have the right idea.
Okay, great. Second question is about my grapevine. Over the years, I've had, it looks like a little black spot that gets on the grapes, and I'm suspecting it might be a midge wasp or some kind of, because this year I put some cheesecloth, made a little bag, and surrounded one of the bunches of grapes, and that bunch did beautiful. All the others got these little black like spots on them that end up rotting out all the grapes from the inside out. Is there a spray, or what can I do short of bagging them up every year?
Okay. I'm going to do some research on that for you, and I will put it up on Facebook on Ann's page. Probably it will be on my page also, and then I'll link to Ann's. So look for it. It will probably be by later tomorrow, but there are a lot of things that go on with grapes. And since you bagged it, it sounds like there is an insect involved. So let me get back to you on that.
Chris, thanks a lot for that call. And, maybe you're making grape jelly. Good luck with that. I love making jellies. 614-292-8513. If you have a question or comment for my guest this hour, Deborah Kanapke, author, gardening expert, whatever you can think of, 614-292-8513. And Amy and Darbydale, you're on the air. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I almost hate to say the C word since it's not even Halloween yet, but with Christmas coming, I have always wanted to get a live tree to put in the yard. We did this when I was growing up, but it was always with mixed success. So I was wondering if you have any hints for getting a tree with an active live root ball and actually keeping it going and having it survive the Christmas season.
So that you can plant it in the spring, right?
Yeah.
You're not alone in doing that. A lot of people do it. Usually you get the live tree about a week before. And so you have it in the house for about a week. You don't want it in much longer than a week to 10 days because it will start, our houses are not the best environment. After that week or 10 days is up. You can put it in an area that gets bright light, but not outside. I have heard of some people just going and digging in if the ground was not frozen and putting it in, but you really have to mulch it well. And you, believe it or not, you have to water it and watch it. But sometimes that's too much of a shock from being inside and going outside. Mm-hmm. So I've heard of people who have put them in a bright garage or a bright cold place where they can protect it from freezing temperatures and then piling mulch on it and watching it. I've heard a variety of ways of doing that, and that's another one that I'm going to put a list of suggestions on Facebook for you. And you do have some time because we haven't hit Halloween
right.
yet. So you can investigate who will have those live trees for you to purchase so that you can then have the trees. This is the tree we planted in 2017.
We have a tree in our yard that are the people who lived in the house before us planted from Christmas, and mm-hmm. it was about 4 feet tall, and now it's mm-hmm. it's higher, taller than our house, way taller.
And
15
I know
years later,
some people put them right out there, and they survive. It all depends on what Mother Nature does with
right.
the weather,
right?
And some people then put them in a protected location in their yard, but with mulch and soil on them because they can't dig them into the ground. So, like I said, I'll put a list of suggestions for you.
Okay, Amy, good luck with that. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're halfway through the program now with Deborah Kanapke, author and gardening expert. We're talking about fall gardening or Christmas gardening, I guess, if you want.
Hey,
whatever
it
you
works.
Want. Whatever
it
you
works.
Want to talk about. But you are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And during this show, you know, you hear conversations with interesting people like Deborah Kanapke. Those conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. We bring experts into the studio. We bring you a show that is truly local. You only find that on public radio. You know, on a regular basis. You only find that on public radio, so support the station you depend on at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Contribute at $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book. Oops. Sorry. To contribute at $10 a month as a sustainer and right now, and don't miss the opportunity. Deborah will join me in February for a special event, Drinks and Dirt. It will have a question and answer session. We'll have libations, light hors d'oeuvres, and you will make a terrarium to take home. Mm-hmm. It's a make and take opportunity. So 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show that this is something that you care about, that these programs with Deb Kanapke are of value to you. As Mark said earlier, gosh, I mean, for $120 or $10 a month, the kind of advice you get from Deborah, she's an expert, is unparalleled. And she takes the time to do research on questions that she can't answer on the spot and post them on Facebook. That's fantastic. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. And you only get that at 89.7 NPR News on All Sides with Ann Fisher, your local talk show. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and take advantage of our Drinks and Dirt opportunity in February. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU. Deb Kanapke.
The Drinks and Dirt thing came up. Where you know how you do that. You're thinking, well, what can we call this?
Yeah.
And then they said dirt. And I said, well, can't we work with something with soil? And I got a look. And they said, no, dirt. And I said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought I'd mention that.
And I want to just say for the record, I seconded that.
Okay.
No, must be drinks and dirt.
I know.
Soil and sips, sipping and soil.
I know,
no,
it didn't work. Yeah.
It doesn't have the
you
same
know,
kind of punch.
I know, but so all of you out there who know that I talk about that dirt is actually soil and dirt's on your fingernails, please forgive me, but it did work for the name of the event.
Drinks and dirt.
Yeah.
Thank you to Mark Krause in Columbus for your pledge. We'll see you in February. Call a friend, have them join you. Tell them to give us a call at 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. org. And once again, in return for your membership, $10 a month or $120 one time, we're offering you a great gift, a ticket to our Drinks and Dirt event. Have a fun night out. Make your own terrarium to take home. Meet Deborah Kanapke. Be there in person for a Q&A with Deb Kanapke. Doesn't get any better than that. And what a great way to brighten up a February, which can be kind of a gloomy month in Central Ohio. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. So we have an email from Sue who asks, what's the best time to transplant ferns and peonies? Also, I'm a first-time gladiola owner or gladioli owner. Can glad bulbs be left in the ground over winter for the following year?
Okay, ferns. I like to transplant ferns in the spring. You can also transplant them in the summer, but you have to pay attention to watering them well. I've also transplanted ferns in the fall, but it has to be early fall. We're past that time at this point, even though our fall's going longer. Peonies are different. Peonies, best time to transplant is September and October.
Huh.
Not in the spring, not in the summer. Anytime you read a book on peonies, they insist autumn, fall planting.
Why? Do you know?
It has to do with the life cycle of the fern and the best time to transplant. I have transplanted in the spring and they limp along for a couple of years before they really do anything. And now, I tested this because I thought, oh, come on. What difference could it make? And they were right. Because it just didn't do as well as the ones that I've transplanted in the fall, September and October. Let's see. The other thing was, what was the third?
It was the glad bulbs.
Oh, the glads. Okay. Glad bulbs, for the most part, are tender. There is the Byzantium gladiolus that is hardy, but the rest of them you're going to need to dig up and put them in your garage in layers of either something like Excelsior or newspaper or fluffiness, like sphagnum peat moss.
Okay.
And you keep them just barely moist. You can keep them in the dark, keep them cool. They cannot freeze. But I do have gladiolus that come back every year, but they're a particular species that are hardy.
Okay. All right. Sue, thanks a lot for that email. If you have a question or comment, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Chris and Galena, you're on the air. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Our tomatoes, again, didn't do very well. We have raised beds, and I'm thinking if there's anything we can do all winter to try to kill whatever is maybe in the soil or dirt, as we could call it.
For today only.
Yeah. Right. For to help things do better next year, or we actually even talked about not even planting tomatoes at all next year, just to see.
We did two last year, but we completely moved them. What do you say, Deb Kanapke?
How many years have you put the tomatoes in those raised beds?
Well, we have about 8 raised beds, and we rotate them, but they are kind of close together.
Well, a lot of what affects tomatoes are soil-borne, but they can also be water-borne. So if they're close together and they're splashing water, that could be taking the spores from the different fungi that seem to affect our tomatoes. You might want to not raise tomatoes for 1 or 2 years to clean out the beds or at least get the pathogens to a lower level. Something that I'm trying to test is using hot compost, chicken manure, to see if that will kill some of the pathogens. I don't know yet, so I can't say if they will or not. To heat up that soil and re-inoculate it with good fungi and bacteria to fight it. But I did not plant tomatoes last year because I had so much to, oh no, I'm sorry. I moved them totally out of the area they had been in and tried something different, and I still had diseases. But we had, unfortunately, another good year for that because of the rain and then the heat. So give it a year or two, or put your tomatoes in a completely different space if you're able to. If not, buy your tomatoes from a farmer at a farmer's market for a couple of years and then come back and plant them in. In the meantime, putting lots of compost in there and trying to get the soil rebalanced.
Thanks, Chris, for that call. We always have questions about tomatoes. I happen to have a great year with my tomatoes. I don't know what. We did completely switch, though. We created a new raised bed and put the tomatoes in there, and I'm still pulling them off the vine three or four a night. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This hour, All Sides is all about plants and gardening, and it is our fall membership drive. Support a talk show that's truly local. So only on 89.7 NPR News do you get access to all this great gardening information from Deb Kanapke. We have her on three or four times a year at least to talk about different gardening because, you know, it changes constantly. It's always changing, and every season's different. You have the chance to ask her questions, too, just as did Chris and Kay and Bob are waiting in line. And I've got emails from Michael. You know, we're here for you. We want to support you and your efforts to garden in Central Ohio. And for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift when you show your support for 89.7 NPR News. For $10 a month as a sustainer, get a ticket for a special night of drinks and dirt. It is Thursday, February 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the 4-H Center on the OSU campus. For this event, we are partnering with the Chadwick Arboretum, Groovy Plants Ranch, and Lowe's of Central Ohio. They're helping us out with the event and making it possible, but it won't be nearly as much fun without you. Become a member at $10 a month and get a ticket to join us for drinks and dirt. I'll be there. Deborah will be there. Jared and Liz Hughes of Groovy Plants Ranch will be there. Will you join us? Spend a fun night with fans of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's an exclusive event for members only. And I want to suggest that it may be a wonderful opportunity to get a perfect gift for somebody you know who's a loves to garden, who's a big fan of Deborah Kanapke, maybe a big fan of the show, and would enjoy this. Maybe this is your opportunity to get them that perfect gift, the gift of an experience. And that's a big thing these days, is the gift of experience instead of things. Experience. And there's nothing more experiential than gardening. This just takes it to another level. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind exclusive experience for WOSU members only. That's $10 a month as a sustainer for a ticket, and we have a limited number of tickets, so get that gift in early if you want to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Wendy Putka in Worthington for your support. Wendy says she can't wait for drinks and dirt. Well, we can't wait to see Wendy. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And remember, call a friend if someone you know likes to garden, give them a call or maybe get it for them. Deb?
I was just going to say, gardeners are this huge community. I have not met a gardener I haven't liked. We enjoy working with the earth. We enjoy working with nature. And we're always inquisitive. And we're ready to roll with the punches that Mother Nature sometimes throws. And she sure has this past few years.
Wow.
But, you know, join us because it's going to be a fun evening. And there are some possible surprises that might happen that evening that I'm not telling Ann about.
Really?
Really, yeah. Not going to tell you.
I love surprises. That's cool. Thanks to Jeff Mead in Dublin for your pledge. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for showing your support for 89.7 NPR News. For the rest of you out there, we only have 17 more minutes in this hour. Want to make sure that we get as many people joining us in February as possible because it's going to be so much fun to get together in February and see people who took the time to call this week. In February. It's like kind of a little delayed gratification, but certainly worth it. And of course, every day you get to listen to, you know, all the programs that you've come to love on 89.7 NPR News. So don't forget that. It's not really a delayed gratification. And apparently there's a surprise too.
There's
so,
a surprise.
1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Kay in Clintonville, you're on the air with Deb Kanapke. Hi, Kay.
Hi there. Thanks for your great program. And
thank you.
I always love you, Ann, and I'd love to have your guest all the time. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I have two large maple trees in my yard that I have allowed, kind of regretfully, English ivy to grow up. And now I have poison ivy, which has grown up. And so I'm wondering, can I spray the poison ivy on the tree and not affect the tree? Should I just can I pull the vines off? Will that hurt the tree? Because it looks pretty embedded in the bark. What should I do?
I would not spray. Because you could possibly affect the tree through the bark. But if pulling the vines off, I would recommend that. However, you have to be extremely careful. You have to be covered up, and hopefully you are not susceptible to poison ivy or not very much, because pulling those vines off means that you will get some of the sap of the poison ivy vine on you.
The belly of the beast.
Yes. And so if you cannot do that, you might, this is something you might want to get done professionally. There are some folks out there who will get rid of poison ivy for you. Under no circumstances should you ever burn poison ivy. It needs to be totally contained in, and I hate to say this, in plastic bags and gotten rid of. It's the one plant I do not put, at least I will put small seedlings, but not big plants. Mm-hmm. I do not put in my bad compost pile because they'll take root and grow. But first, what you can do is cut them at the bottom and then pull them off. But again, you must be extremely careful because you don't want to end up in the emergency room with a bad case.
And
when
you burn them, of course, even if you're not, it susceptible
yes.
to that. Other people
Other
might
people
be.
Other people might be. So you never burn poison ivy. Never.
Right. Good luck, Kay.
Yes.
Thanks for that call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have just about 15 minutes left in the hour, and we'd like to get 15 more pledges. Certainly 15 more people to join us for Drinks and Dirt in February. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our membership drive. Maybe this can sound a little tedious to you, but I actually look forward to it. Twice a year, you know, I'm good with it. I'm good for asking for your help to support the shows that you care about every day, the ones you make sure that you'll never miss. So now's the time to pick up the phone or go online, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You only find the kind of news and information like this on public radio at WOSU.org, or call 1-866-897-9678. And it's a very special time to become a member, because this hour only we have a great thank you gift. And it's something we kind of cooked up because we're trying to think of experiences, because we know public media listeners like experience. They like, you know, the things, but maybe you have enough tote bags. Maybe you have enough of that stuff. Maybe you have a New York Times subscription already. You know, maybe it's all you've been there, done that at this point. Maybe it's time to start and try an experience. And you'll be joining other WOSU, other 89.7 NPR News fans for an evening of, we've called it Drinks and Dirt. We'll have a Q&A session between Deb and me. We'll have drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and everyone will make their own terrarium to go. It's a great gift for somebody you know who enjoys that kind of a thing. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The event is Thursday, February 9th. It starts at 6 p.m., and we're partnering with Chadwick Arboretum, Groovy Plants Ranch, and Lowe's of Central Ohio. Each guest receives all the materials and hands-on instructions to create their own succulent terrarium. And there will be free parking at this event, which is at the 4-H Center on the Ohio State campus. This is a public radio member-only event. There's $10 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Again, the number is 1-866-897-9678. We have just about 12 minutes left. We're shooting for 15 more people to join us for Drinks and Dirt. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And Bob in Columbus, you're on the air with Deb Kanapke. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, ladies. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Question. The subject is black walnuts. They're falling down all over the place. What's the best way to, do you bake them before you husk them? Do you husk them? Do you sun dry them? Is it all worth the trouble?
They're very tasty, and one of the best ways to get the husks off, believe it or not, is to run them over with your car. But whatever you do, even if you wear plastic gloves, You will probably get some of the brownish purplish dye on your hands, and then you can say, well, I've been husking black walnuts. But some people will put them in their garage or somewhere where the husks can start to rot, like you see them on the ground, and then it is easier to get the husk off. The nut is not easy to crack. There are wonderful nut crackers that you can buy online that look like a little lever, and you crack them, and then you sit in front of a good movie and pick out the nut meats. But good luck in getting all that off of there and having the purple hands to prove it.
Should they be baked or heated in some way?
No, I've never baked them or heated them.
Good. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling. If you have a question or comment for Deb Kanapke, you can call us 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have an email from Michael. I'd like to convert about 30 square feet of lawn in my backyard to native grass and wildflowers. What's the easiest way to do this? I've heard you can put down newspaper over the grass and cover with mulch. And which species would you recommend?
That is a huge question, but you can kill the grass by solarization. You can put plastic down and letting the sun kill the grass, and then doing newspaper or what's sometimes called lasagna mulching, layering mulch on top and then planting in. Some people recommend using Roundup, and that's your choice whether you wish to do that or not. As to species, take a look at species that are called prairie plants. There are our native grasses, beautiful blue stem, big blue stem, little blue stem, Indian grass, prairie drop seed. And then there's a host of the flowering, what we call the forbs or flowering plants, purple cone flower, liatris, Mexican hat flower, gray sunflower, all these
cosmos?
Wonderful perennials. Cosmos would be great annuals to put in to get it going while you're letting your other ones start.
And my cosmos in the past have reseeded themselves
pretty easily.
I had some pop up in my front garden this year, mm-hmm. and I saved them. It
yeah,
pretty there.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of plants. Take a look. There are many good lists of prairie plants, especially if you're looking at natives. Put in there Ohio natives and you'll get a big list. And if you have any other questions, send a message through Facebook to Ann on that one.
Call from Bill in Columbus. How do you prevent bottom rot on tomatoes?
That blossom end rot that you see is a combination of a calcium deficiency with watering issues. A lot of times we don't have enough calcium in our soil for good tomato production. And then we get these long dry spells and we get blossom end rot, dry spells, and then a deluge of water that leaches calcium from the soil. So you want a good balanced fertilizer that has calcium in it. One of my favorites is Espoma that I've been using for years and swear by. There are a lot of other ones too that say that they are for tomatoes and they'll have calcium in them. So you need to work that into the soil when you plant your tomatoes in the spring. And if we go through a dry spell, do give them a little bit of water to balance out that dry and wet cycle that we get into.
Thanks to Jennifer Zwanzik in Columbus. We have 14 more pledges to go and only 8 minutes left.
Okay, now's the time.
Come on.
Crunch time.
1-866-897-9678.
Join other gardeners. We're going to have a fantastic time.
It's going to be fun.
And by the way, the drinks that we will have, you know, it's all horticultural.
It's all plant-based.
It is plant-based. We can talk about that, too.
Yeah, it's going to be all plant-based. You can't go wrong with that. And vegetarian drinking only. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Locally run and locally programmed 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in our wonderful corner of Ohio, although I don't think of it as a corner, I think of it as a center of Ohio, has access to vital news and information. With locally focused programs such as All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at the local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. Please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678. You know, public radio is community radio, and that's why we bring you a show like this. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. And one of those things is gardening. Deborah Kanapke comes on about four times a year, I think. It takes her precious time, by the way, to come in here and join me for often a lot of laughs. But be that as it may, I mean, it's also a lot of information. Sometimes I have to tell her to tell us what it means in English, whatever she's saying. But, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Like solarization? Yeah.
Yeah. Like what else? This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like On Point, Here and Now, and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your membership, we're offering you a great gift for this hour only, a ticket to our Drinks and Dirt event. Have a fun night out and make your own terrarium to take home. There's more information about the event at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is a very special time. We have a great thank you gift, a $10 a month as a sustainer. Join us for $10 a month as a sustainer. Join us for a fun night out. We're calling it Drinks and Dirt. We'll have a Q&A session. We'll have drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and everyone will make their own terrarium to go. You'll get hands-on instructions, everything you need to do it. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The event is in February, so it's something to look forward to. A little delayed gratification. But as I said earlier, it's not delayed gratification if you think of how you spend a part of every single day listening to 89.7. Thanks to Margaret Lipp in Columbus and Leonore Button in Westerville for your support. Now we
Thank
have 12
you.
More to go in just 5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And remember, if you know somebody who loves gardening and loves to do things instead of get things, this would be a great Christmas gift. What fun. What a great surprise to show them. If they love the show, if they love 89.7 NPR News, then this would be so much fun. I'm going to be there. Deb Kanapke's going to be there. All the other people that are participating to help bring this to you will be there. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We only have 5 minutes left, so don't wait. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Deb, a few popular trends are the tidy gardens and clean gardening. That's something that you discourage. Tell us why that's a problem.
Well, tidy gardening is a little bit different than what it sounds like. It's like the book by Marie Kondo, the life-changing magic of tidying up, the Japanese art of decluttering and organizing. So it's not so much that we keep our gardens tidy, but that we get rid of in our gardens what we do not love or what hasn't been working. And so it's not so much that everything is perfect, but that we, and I'm going to my little sheet here that helps me, you know, thinning your garden and clearing out the clutter. And if something hasn't pleased you, get rid of it and find something that will please you. And get rid of synthetic fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides and define spaces and respect the gardening process. So it's along the lines of that book that has been so successful by Marie Kondo. I've read both of her books. And while I'm not going to do everything, there were some parts that really resonated with me, and I got rid of some clothes that I had since high school. And I also thought of that with respect to my garden and those areas that I talked about at the very beginning. I got rid of some things that had been bugging me for a long time. I wasn't in love. Okay, I'm done. It has to change. That's the tidying up.
Speaking of getting rid of clutter, if you don't want to collect more stuff and you want to do something, we're giving you a great opportunity. Thanks to John Strausser and Galloway for your support. We have 11 more to go in just a little over 2 minutes. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. I don't have enough time to tell you about our special, as much about our special gift at $10 a month sustainer, but it's a fun night out called Drinks and Dirt. We have a Q&A session between me and Deborah Kanapke. We have drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Everyone makes their own terrarium to go. It's a fun thing to do with a friend. Mm-hmm. Make your pledge of support right now. Call somebody up you know that would enjoy this. Tell them to make their pledge of support right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Deb Kanapke will be there to answer any of your questions about gardening, plants, soil.
And I'll bring books so that I can look
things
up.
A lot of books that she never actually opens up. She always brings a lot of books to this place, but we don't really get to them. 1-866-897-9678. Deb Kanapke, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you for asking.
Deb Kanapke, author and gardening expert, Ohio's Garden Sage. This is listener supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all day NPR news station. A service of WOSU Public Media, a service we could not bring to you without your support of 89.7 NPR News. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher, for all the times I speak with Deb Kanapke on the air, for everything you love about 89.7 NPR News. 1-866-897-9678. And at the $10 a month sustainer level or $120 one time, you can join us for a special event in February, an experience, something that you can remember for always, something that won't clutter up your house, something you'll love and you'll want to keep. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Rebecca Brown in Columbus. 10 more to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for all your great questions. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.